Chaf Ches Teves, the 28th day of Teves. The Shir Tanya for today is in Perek Yudalid, chapter 14. It's on page 209. Earlier in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe asked concerning the quote of the Gemara, where the Neshama is told to swear that it will be a tzaddik and not a rasha, where the question that needs to be addressed is why the double expression, be a tzaddik and not a rasha. If you're a tzaddik, you're obviously not a rasha. And now, having explained the difference between the tzaddik and the beinoni, now we'll understand what that expression is all about. Page 209. Ubaze yuvan keifal loshan ha-shvua tehi tzaddik v'al tehi rasha. Now we will understand the repetition of the oath to be a tzaddik and not to be a rasha, the lecheira tamua, because at first glance it seems difficult to understand. Me'ach ki me'ach Hashem hashbiya me'seh tehi tzaddik lo matzirichem lahashbiya eid shele yehei rasha. Once he swears that he'll be a tzaddik, why does he have to repeat it and swear not to be a rasha? Hello. So now we understand. Shum she'ein kol adam zeicher liyeh tzaddik, because not every person will merit to be a tzaddik. As we said in yesterday's shiur, that the level of love that a tzaddik needs to have in order to be a tzaddik, the ahava b'tainugim, this love is given as a reward and as a gift from above. Ein lo adam mishpat habechira b'zeh kol kach, and a person doesn't have total freedom in this matter. Lehisani gal Hashem be'emes, to have true joy, true pleasure in God, v'shiyihye hara mos mamish be'emes, and that he should despise evil in truth. These are the two sides to the tzaddik, that he loves God on the level of tainug, of pleasure, and that he despises evil utterly. V'lochein mashbiim she'nis, and since not every person is going to have these traits, and he doesn't have total freedom to attain these traits, that's why he is made to take a second oath, al tehi rasha al kol panim, that he should at the very least not be a rasha. Shebozeh, and in not being a rasha, mishpat habechira v'harishus nesuna l'chol adam. Here every person has the right and the freedom to not be a rasha, which means, in effect, to be a beinoni. Limshel beruach taivose shebelibe, to control the passions of the heart, to rule over them. Velich beish yitzrei, and to overcome his yetzahara, shele yehe rasha afilu shahachas kol yomov, and to not be a rasha even for a moment all his life. Bein bebechinat sur meira, bein bebechinat vaaseitev, both in the category of avoiding evil, he can always prevail on himself not to sin, and also he can always prevail on himself to do the mitzvah that needs to be done. The ein teira la teira, and good means teira primarily, the hainu talmud teira shekeneged kula, which means the study of teira, which was equal to all other mitzvahs. Even this mitzvah, the beinoni can always perform. In other words, although it is a very difficult mitzvah to fulfill completely, as the Gemara says that there are three things a person gets tripped up on every day, and one of them is wasting time from the study of Torah. But with effort, a beinoni can achieve this. It is within the freedom and the choice of a person to not be a rasha, even in the sense of not wasting time from the study of Torah. And that's why there's a double promise. It's not repetitious. It's two things. First, he swears to be a tzaddik. But since not everybody will be a tzaddik, and it's not up to him, therefore he takes the second oath that if he is not meant to be a tzaddik, then he should at least not be a rasha, meaning to say he should be a beinoni. If so, why does every soul swear to be a tzaddik and then take a second oath in case he won't be a tzaddik? The beinoni should be made to swear only that he'll be a beinoni. So there must be some benefit, or there must be some meaning to the soul of a non-tzaddik promising to be a tzaddik. And that's why the Alter Rebbe goes on. Ach afal pikein, tzorich likveya lo itim gam kein, losis eitzis benafshe, lihiyes meyis bara. Although he's not going to really be a tzaddik, yet everybody has to set aside time in order to seek ways of bringing himself to despise evil, which is what a tzaddik does. Only a tzaddik does it naturally. Because of his love for God, he despises evil. The Beinoni, or the non-tzaddik, is not going to despise evil effortlessly, automatically. He has to set aside times to find ways in which to get himself to despise evil. How is he going to get himself to despise evil? Not by raising himself to the level of love of a tzaddik. That he's not going to be able to do. He brings himself to despise evil for other reasons. Again, as for example, Ba'atzas Chachameinu Zal, the advice that the sages give us. The Gemara says, Isha Chemas Moletzeya Ukahai Gavna, that a woman is a filthy vessel and the like. And the same is also true with every pleasure and every delicacy, that we have to stop to consider the ugly side of it. And the same is with all pleasures, that the wise sees what will come of it, the ultimate results, that the end will be that all physical satisfaction, all physical pleasure ultimately ends up in the grave, and therefore is not worthy of the attention that is paid to it. And here the Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe says, it is the advice of the sages. Because the Gemara, as it's stated, doesn't seem to be a moral lesson. Doesn't seem to have a moral lesson. It's a statement about the physical world, a statement about women, basically about sexuality, but it doesn't seem to have an instruction to it. The Alter Rebbe sees in it an advice. It's not merely an observation or an opinion. It is an advice. Should a person need to weaken his Yetzer Hara and to not be drawn after the pleasures of the body, he should find in those pleasures something inelegant that will balance the pleasure, so that he comes to despise or to be turned off to the pleasures through by the fact that there is something about the pleasure, about the worldly indulgences that are not elegant, not aesthetic. So this is one half of being a tzaddik, that he should find a distaste or cultivate a distaste for the indulgence in pleasures. V'ha-hepech. And then the other half of being a tzaddik, and that is to take delight and pleasure in godliness. V'hisanig v'lismeyach b'Hashem. He should try to find ways of taking pleasure and joy in God. Al yedei yisbonenus b'gdula seinsev baruch hu kefi yechilte. By contemplating God's greatness according to his ability. And although he knows in himself that he's not a tzaddik, and therefore he will never attain these levels in truth, he will never despise evil for the right reason, and he will never truly take pleasure in God to the exclusion of other things. It'll only be a copy of the real thing. Afal pikein, hu yase eshaloi, yet he should do what he can do. L'kayim es hashvua shemashbiim tehi tzadik. In order to fulfill the first half of the promise, where he promised to be a tzadik. So although he may never be a tzadik, and he may know in himself that he won't ever be a tzadik, but he has to do what he promised to do, and that is to make every effort at being a tzadik. V'hashem yase hatev be'enov, and God will do as he finds fit. Either he will give him the soul of a tzaddik, make him a tzaddik, or he won't. But that's up to God. The person has to do whatever he can do on his own. So the first explanation as to why the promise is made by all souls to be a tzaddik, even though not every soul will be, that it obligates the soul to make an effort to attain those qualities that a tzaddik has by nature. The Beinoni has to make an effort to attain it as second nature. But it's the effort that the promise obligates him to do, to make the effort, the aid. And then it may go a step further. Shahahergul al kol dover shilten, that habit reigns over all matters. The nasa teva sheni, and it will become second nature. Ukeshayargil amayis es hara, and if he gets into the habit of despising the evil, yihi en nimas ktsas be'emes. So the first explanation is that although it's not a true despising, but he's doing his best. He's doing what he can. The second stage is that it will become, at least to some degree, a true despising, at least as a second nature, if not as first nature. And if he gets into the habit of rejoicing in the greatness of God through the contemplation of God, of the greatness of God, the arousal below brings an arousal from above, the kula hai v'ulai, and perhaps for all of this effort, ye'orze olav ruach mimorim, he will arouse a feeling above, from above, the yizke lebechinas ruach mesheirish eze tzadik shetesaber bei, and he will merit that a certain aspect of the soul of a tzaddik, the ruach part of a soul of a tzaddik, will be impregnated into him. In other words, will be added to his soul. Lavid Hashem besimcha amitis, so that he will serve God with a true joy. Kidachsiv, as it says, simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem. Let the tzaddikim rejoice in God. Tzaddikim in plural. And this implies both the original tzaddik and the tzaddikim who were originally beinonim but were given an aspect of the soul of a tzaddik so that they too can serve God on that level. This doesn't mean that the beinoni becomes a tzaddik. He basically remains a beinoni. But his simcha, his joy in God, is an aspect of the soul of a tzaddik. And then that soul of the tzaddik, plus the aspect of that soul, as it exists in the Beinoni, both will rejoice together. And that's why it's tzaddikim, two parts to the tzaddik, the original soul of the tzaddik, and that aspect of the tzaddik that is now in the Beinoni, that enables the Beinoni to also rejoice in godliness. The tiskayim be be'emes, and then, at least to some degree, the promise is actually fulfilled. Hashvua shemashbiyim tehi tzaddik. That part of the promise where he promises to be a tzaddik. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 28th of Teves, the Rebbe writes that in Sefer Hachkira, Derech Emuna, Sefer Hachkira was written by the Tzemach Tzedek, which is basically a philosophical work. So this Sefer Achkira, which is printed, is chaseirim harbe hagois, is lacking many notes, many glosses. The Tzemach Tzedek chibrei biyachas im nesiyesav lepeterburg. The Tzemach Tzedek authored the book, composed the book, in connection to the trips that he made to Peterburg. Sheshom hayotzarech lanes al kamo shayleis b'inyonin elu, where he had to answer many questions on these subjects, philosophical questions about belief and God and so on. And it's interesting that in Megillas Tainis, in Perek Yud, there's a statement there that on the 28th day of Teves, back in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there were the Tzedekim, the Sadducees, and they set up their own Sanhedrin. But on the 28th day of Teves, in one of the years of the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they had a debate with these tzaddikim, and they asked them questions, and they were not able to bring proof from Torah. And on that day, the 28th day of Teves, the tzaddikim had set up a Sanhedrin, and because they couldn't answer the questions, they were defeated in the debate. Their Sanhedrin was disbanded. And this corresponds to the Tzemach Tzedek's having to answer questions on matters of faith in Peterburg.